Welcome to the lesson on crafting a roughneck jungle ride groove in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate drum and bass arrangement technique, and it's a great one because it does more than just add percussion. It adds pressure. It adds motion. It gives your track that gritty, unmistakable jungle energy that feels like it's constantly leaning forward toward the drop. The big idea here is simple. We are not just programming a ride loop. We are building a ride-led tension layer that works like a riser, a transition tool, and a phrase marker all at once. So instead of thinking, where do I put a symbol? Think, how do I make this section feel like it's building toward something? Start by setting your project tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this lesson. Then load in a jungle break or a chopped breakbeat, and put a sob or re-space on another track, so you can hear how the ride interacts with the core groove. That part matters a lot. A ride pattern might sound cool on its own, but in DNB it has to work with the break and the bass, not against them. Before we even write the ride, make sure your foundation is solid. You want the snare energy to be present, the sub to stay in mono, and enough headroom so the top layer doesn't immediately turn the mix harsh or crowded. If needed, put utility on the bass track to keep it centered, and be ready to use a Q8 on the ride later so it doesn't step on the low mid zone. Now for the sound source. For a proper roughneck feel, don't pick the cleanest, shiniest ride sample you can find. That's usually too polite. You want something with attitude. A real ride sample, a crash ride hybrid, a short metallic hit, or even a top-end break resample can work really well. Drop the sample into simpler and classic mode. That gives you a quick way to trigger it like an instrument, and it also makes it easy to trim and control. If the sample is too long, shorten the sustain and use the fade controls to avoid clicks. Trim the start so you catch the strongest transient, and if the tone needs more urgency, try a small transpose up, maybe a few semitones. You're looking for brightness with edge, not a wash of cymbal energy. Then shape it, put a Q8 after simpler and high-pass the ride somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz so it stays out of the snare and bass territory. Add a little saturator, maybe just a few dB of drive, to bring out the metal and make it feel more aggressive. If the sample is too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it a bit and keep the core punch focused. Now write the groove. This is where the ride becomes a rhythm instead of just a texture. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip, and keep it syncopated. In jungle and DNB, the best ride patterns often live off the beat, answer the snare, and leave a few tiny gaps so the groove can breathe. A strong starting shape might place hits on the off beats, maybe the end of one, maybe a quick pickup into the snare, and then another accent after the snare lands. Don't just fill every eighth note, that's too obvious. You want some push and pull. Set your MIDI grid to 1/16, then start varying velocity. That's a huge part of the feel. Not every hit should have the same energy. Let some notes sit softer, like they're in the background, and let the final accents hit harder, like the ride is moving toward the listener. A good range might be around 45 to 70 for ghosted hits, and 95 to 120 for stronger accents. Also, don't be afraid to move a few notes slightly early. Just a tiny nudge can make the groove feel more urgent, more ragged, more alive. That slight imperfection is part of the jungle character. It's not sloppy, it's human. And here's a good teacher tip. Always check the ride against the break, not just in solo. A ride pattern that sounds great by itself can fight the break once everything's playing. If the break already has cymbal spill or top-end motion, you may need to darken the ride, shorten it, or reduce the number of hits, so the two parts complement each other. Once the core pattern is working, turn it into a riser. Duplicate the clip across 4 or 8 bars, and then start automating tension over time. This is where Ableton really shines. Use auto filter to gradually open the top end. You might start with a cutoff lower, around the upper midrange, and slowly sweep it higher so the ride gets brighter as the phrase progresses. Add a bit more saturator drive as you go, so the top end feels more forward and more intense. You can also automate reverb dry/wet to give the ride more space toward the end of the phrase, and if the arrangement can handle it, widen it slightly with utility near the transition. That said, be careful with width. For darker DNB, too much stereo on the high end can make the track feel messy or cheap. Use width as a spice, not the main course. The ride should feel like pressure building, not like a giant shiny cloud swallowing your mix. Another strong move is to use the final bar differently from the first three. Keep bars 1 through 3 fairly controlled, then make bar 4 more aggressive. Add an extra hit, double one of the accents, or remove a small rest so the end of the phrase feels like it's reaching forward. That last bar mutation is one of the easiest ways to make a transition feel intentional. If you want even more life, add subtle modulation. A little auto-filter resonance can help emphasize the sweep. You can also experiment with frequency shifter very lightly if the sample feels too static. The key word there is lightly. You want tension and movement, not obvious pitch chaos. And if you really want that raw jungle edge, resample the ride. Record the automation to audio, then chop it back up. That process makes the part feel less like a programmed loop and more like a performance artifact. In jungle and dark roller production, that slightly broken, resampled energy can be gold. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the lesson really becomes useful. A ride groove only matters if it does a job in the track. So ask yourself, is this part lifting into a drop, gluing a switch up, or bridging one bass phrase into another? That answer tells you how to arrange it. For a drop build, keep the ride sparse at the beginning, then slowly brighten and densify it over 4 or 8 bars. Right before the drop, let it bloom with more reverb, more brightness, and maybe a slightly wider image. Then, when the drop lands, pull it back, make it tighter, drier, and more focused. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. For a switch up, you can briefly thin the ride out, then bring it back with a rhythm variation so it feels like the section has changed shape. For a bass bridge, keep the pattern repetitive but automate tone and width, so the section stays alive without becoming distracting. And here's a classic jungle move that always works. Drop the ride out for half a bar before the downbeat. That tiny pocket of silence makes the return hit much harder. Energy is often created by absence, not just addition. After that, check the drum bus. If the ride is getting harsh, use EQA to tame any painful spots around 6 to 10 kHz. If it needs more glue, a light drum bus can help, but don't overdo it. This is a top-end layer. You want it to support the groove, not crush it. Also, watch your gain staging. If the ride feels too loud, don't jump straight to EQ surgery. Lower the level first. In DNB, a ride often works best when you feel it more than you consciously notice it. Here are a few advanced ideas you can try once the basic version is working. You can build a 3-layer ride system. One dry, tight layer for the pulse, one filtered noisy layer for movement, and one occasional crash or accent layer for phrase endings. That gives you more control over stability and drama. You can also make the pattern more alive by alternating note lengths. Short notes early in the phrase, slightly longer notes near the transition. That can create the feeling of tension stretching forward. Another good trick is call and response with the snare. Let the ride answer after the snare in some bars, then shift to accents before the snare in later bars. That back and forth keeps the groove from feeling static. And if you want a bit of unease, try rhythmic imbalance. You can offset part of the ride phrase by a 16th or let a pattern repeat in a slightly unusual cycle. Done carefully, that can create exactly the kind of unstable jungle pressure that makes the section feel dangerous. For a practical exercise, build a 4-bar ride riser at 174 BPM. Load a break and bass line. Program a 1-bar ride rhythm in Simpler. Duplicate it across 4 bars. Automate auto-filter upward. Add a little more saturator drive in the last 2 bars. And make bar 4 more aggressive than bar 1. Then listen to the whole thing in context. If it clearly feels like it's pushing into a drop, you've got it. The final mindset here is important. Don't treat the ride as a loop. Treat it as arrangement energy. Think in phrases. Think in movement. Think in build, peak, and release. That's how a simple ride sample turns into a proper roughneck jungle transition tool. So the goal is not just to make something that sounds busy. The goal is to make something that tells the listener something is coming. That's the tension. That's the motion. That's the jungle. Now go build that groove, shape the rise, and make the drop feel massive.